ready for the interview. In a few, get a cue live on a laptop. Watch what I'm gonna do. Welcome to the show. Let them know we got a point of view. Hey, yo, let's have a combo. Say what you feel, be real. That's the motto. Real talk, pronto. Dr. D, PhD, hit an intro. Hold up, wait. Gotta be social, network, global, a home for the locals. Gotta be social, network, global, a home for the locals.
Hey, before we get started with the episode, please check out a few of my affiliates and sponsors. It's the best way to support the podcast outside of listening to it. Get ready for an awesome episode. Thank you, everyone. Hemp has been cultivated for medical use for centuries. Green Compass is a North Carolina-based, family-founded, and one of the few certified USDA organic hemp companies. Their sixth-generation USDA-certified organic farmland, seasoned with longtime agricultural enthusiasts, serves as the perfect home to grow 100% organic hemp. You can access more information about how CBD can help you and order Green Compass products through my referral link, which is in the show notes. Green Compass offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you'll receive $10 off your first order. Are you ready to feel more energized, focused, and supported? Go to layeredsuperfood.com and add nourishing plant-based foods to fuel you from sunrise to sunset. Use our promo code Dr. D at checkout to save 15% off your purchase today. Okay. Dr. D back here again, Dr. D's Social Network Podcast, and I am back in Colorado after being in Los Angeles for 4 days to celebrate Idea World 2023. It was an awesome time, extremely overwhelming. Happy to announce I won the Idea 2023 Personal Trainer of the Year, and the ceremony was incredible. In fact, the entire opening ceremony was just so really well done. Have to give a big shout out. Thank you to Amy Thompson, Ryan, and the entire IDEA team for putting on such an incredible opening ceremonies and event. I mean, IDEA has really risen to the top, and I could tell you just from some of my work with them that there's a lot of great things coming in the future that I think is just going to continue to elevate IDEA. But so grateful, so thankful for the award. I was so nervous, man. I was so nervous at the ceremony. I had my wife and my daughter with me, and I could just feel my heart was beating, and that kind of competitive nervousness that I used to feel all the time when I was a track and field athlete in college, or anything you do big, that nervousness, those butterflies were just kicking really hard inside of me. And when it came to the time for them to announce the winner, it's just so nerve-wracking, and I keep saying overwhelming, but it was just an overwhelming time. And then once they called my name and went up there, it was just it was dizzying, kind of. I mean, looking out and big sea of people, and just speaking from the heart, you know. For me, nothing planned. I just wanted to go and shoot from the hip and really just focus on my family and all the people in my life who have been there for me. I've been training for over 2 decades now. And training is certainly an amazing profession. It's something I've accepted that this is what I'm doing. I enjoy doing it. I have a lot of other things that I'm doing for work within the fitness profession, but this is my main gig. I train full time. I enjoy it. Love my clients. And as I've said in a different post, sometimes I know we as trainers sometimes feel shame for like that this is all we're doing, and you know that we're being told to keep moving up and keep aspiring to do other things, and sometimes that hustle culture really pushes back on you and doesn't allow you to see where you actually are best at. And I always think that I'm best as a trainer. That's from the second I started training, I knew that this was something that came natural to me, and I love connecting with people in a one-on-one setting. So feels like a lot of career validation, even though I'm only 45 and I have a long way to go in my career. But it's an amazing accomplishment. I'm very grateful for it. And just so thankful of my clients, friends, family, and just an incredible situation. And it was funny that after that, getting to spend some time at the conference, walking the trade show floor, getting noticed is a very weird thing. and just walking around and people saying congratulations and having conversations. It's overwhelming to be noticed regularly. It's definitely not something I push for in my life. I don't have any social media except for LinkedIn. And I feel like nobody even thinks LinkedIn's social media. There's not a lot of people pushing it hardcore. It's, you know, the regular stuff like Instagram, Twitter, and all that stuff. And TikTok, a lot of people are pushing that. And everybody I meet, they say, oh, I want to follow you on Instagram. And I always tell them, I don't have it. And the bewildering look on their face, it always cracks me up. Because I think the assumption is that, you know, if you're in business and you achieve something like this award, that you have to be on TikTok and all these things and Instagram. And I've just made a very deliberate decision to not be on those things. I think we've learned more and more information that these platforms are not good for you. They're in many ways just soul sucking and take away a lot of your agency. And you spend a lot of time scrolling and doing things that really distract you from really being productive. That's not to say that it hasn't been helpful for many people. I'm sure that many people are listening to this where things like Instagram have been helpful to meet people and things of that nature and some business stuff. But the majority of people I've known in the business and industry, a lot of their work does not come from this. You know, I'm torn. I want to be positive for my colleagues and stuff for use it. But for me, I just have felt zero desire for it. I did have it several years ago. And I just felt it just pulls me down into a weird spiral. And my daily mental health and how I show up in the world and my projection of myself is more important than being on those things. So it was funny to watch people doing that. And even one lady, she said, I followed you on there. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I'm not on there. She's like, well, who did I follow? Aren't you the dancing guy? And so funny. So there's a guy out there also named Darian Parker, who also has his PhD. And we do look somewhat alike, but I mean, my hair gives it away on that about who I am. It's just funny to have different interactions like that. But overwhelmingly, it was incredible to meet so many people at Idea World 2023. What a special event in LA. And I got a chance to attend some presentations. Big shout out to Jan Schroeder. Her presentation on metabolism was excellent. And man, these 2-hour presentations, it's a long time to be presenting. And she did a great job. Dr. Lynn Kravitz, who I've been following forever and always puts out incredible work, as a huge champion for the fitness industry, the University of New Mexico. Very happy for that. I was just kind of bouncing around here and there, chatting with people. But the award's really exciting, really amazing. And it's funny, my last interaction leaving LA, I was downtown LA leaving my hotel. And as I was checking out, someone noticed me or recognized me and wanted to ask me, it's like, what are you going to do with the award? And I said, oh, I don't know. I mean, and they asked, well, does Idea do stuff like the, you know, Miss Universe pageant stuff? Do you go on all these tours and they send you to schools and stuff? I said, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that's not their deal. I actually don't know what it is that they will be asking of me, but if they do ask me to do certain things here and there, I'll surely be glad to be a part of what they have going on. I really believe in the organization, what Amy and the team are doing. But as far as what I'll do individually, I'm not going to cave in and do, you know, Instagram. I don't think I will be doing any of that stuff. Again, I want to be authentic to myself and not do these things just for publicity and stuff. I mean, I've gone so many years without doing it. I think I'm proof that you can be very successful without these things. And I think more and more people are recognizing that. And then the other aspect is, what is success? You know, and that's very individualized. But, you know, I want to live in real life as much as possible. I enjoy LinkedIn. It's incredible. A great professional opportunity. Big shout out to LinkedIn. I think I've been on there like 15, 16 years. I've grown a really amazing network. And while it has its flaws too, I do feel like it's just a very positive place and I really enjoy the people on there. So check me out there. And if you're not using LinkedIn, especially as professionals, you want more respect as a professional, get on a more professional platform. I think that's will certainly help you with that. There's tons of amazing fitness people on there, tons. And they're broadcasting regularly about new jobs that they have, opportunities they have going on. Posts about the industry. Hey, it's the best place to be. You're going to find the most legitimate people there. And then I like YouTube. I enjoy YouTube because I've learned a lot of things. I learned how to cut my hair through YouTube on YouTube when during the pandemic. And you can just learn almost anything on there. And again, it's not without its flaws, but it's certainly been extremely helpful. It's helped me become a better gardener. I love gardening and all those things. So that's where you can find me, YouTube and LinkedIn, and then my website, drdarianparker.com. And that's pretty much it. And if you want to chat with me, send me a message. I'd be more than happy to connect with you, get back with you, and then we can chat on the phone or we can chat using video conferencing. I'd rather talk to people that way than doing these messages on these other platforms, things of that nature. So what am I going to do with the award? I'm going to enjoy it. It literally just happened this past Thursday. I'm going to just really take the time to soak it in because it is a big deal in our industry. And then I'll figure out some things. Usually these things happen fairly organically for me. But I will reach out to different places, companies that I feel I'm aligned with, and see what this energy may be with that. But my goal is meeting people, as I've told several people at Idea World. Meeting people is my thing. I think that's what's made me successful in this business. I just spend time one-on-one meeting with people over and over again. I've done that over 20 years. It was the purpose of my podcast, just to meet more people. Even before my podcast, I was having anywhere between 5 to 7 phone calls a week with colleagues, other people that I would meet, just stay curious to meet a lot of other people and just connect. So I would definitely focus on that. We're spending so much time just online and scrolling and things of that nature. Live in real life. And if you're going to use the online options, which are amazing, use it to meet people, to have deeper connections. That's one of my biggest pieces of advice for that. But so grateful for the award, so grateful for IDEA. So happy my family was there, and I've just received a tremendous amount of encouragement. And that was a big part of my speech, was just encouraging. I want to encourage my colleagues, friends, family, everyone in my life, just to go out there, be good to each other. As I said in my speech, when you say something nice to someone else and you fill them with goodness, that usually makes someone's day. It pushes them forward. That's fuel for them. And when I was up there with the speech, I wanted to make it about my family and all the other people in my life, not about myself, because no person's a self-made person. There's no island. There's no such thing as a self-made person. There's a people-made person. You are a collection of the individuals in your life, the people who have pushed you along. You're also a reflection of people who have pushed you down too. Naysayers, things, depends on how you respond to it. Everybody has different situations, but so grateful, so thankful. And our podcast here is going well. We haven't hit the 10 grand mark, 10,000 downloads a month. We're super close still, but I did take some time off from the podcast to be at IDEA, decided not to live broadcast there. It just didn't feel right to me. It's probably one of my flaws and drawbacks for me is I just don't see the need to document my life constantly. I know that, you know, there's people that do that. They're really great at that. And they're always posting and stuff. That's just not my thing. And if it doesn't feel authentic to me, it feels wrong for me personally, I'm just not going to do it. My podcast is a great outlet for me to do those things. So that's where you finally find me mainly, and just chatting with people. So hell of a week. Looking forward to popping back in my podcast, getting things going, starting up work at Laramie County Community College and Ames Community College, and doing the work of working with students in health sciences and personal training to really start making a difference in that aspect. And we'll see what else comes from this time here. But thank you to everyone who's been amazing. And I wish you all the best. And I hope you had a great idea if you were there. Just definitely check it out next year. It's in LA again. and not sure what it'll be after that, where it will be after that, but it's definitely worth your time. I know they're working very hard to make it incredible. I know the Personal Training Institute, I believe, is in February or so, and they're combining that with ACSM, I believe PTI and ACSM. So there's some convergences happening, which I think are really important in the industry. But thank you for all the love, all the connection, and please feel free to reach out anytime. All right, this next segment, I want to talk a little bit about we're kind of the state of the industry. And it was one of the things I thought was really interesting in being at IDEA is kind of the state of the industry for fitness and wellness. And, you know, we're still recovering from the pandemic as a industry, but there's, I think, a lot of opportunity. And the state of our industry is something that I think is very malleable right now. We have a lot of great players out there who are pushing legislation, trying to more formalize, professionalize the industry. And that I'm a big supporter of that. I'm not necessarily in that lane so much with people doing that, like actual doing that work, but I want to be very supportive of that work and things of that nature. So that is something I think we all should be advocates for our industry and really focusing on doing our best to support the business that we're in, because it's a beautiful business. It's given me a great present and future, and allowed me to have a great lifestyle. And there's lots of different options out there for it. So advocacy is really important in our industry. We have a lot of wonderful people doing a lot of great work. Like I mentioned before, IDEA is really becoming an advocacy for the industry. It's a big focus for them. And I can't say some of the things that they're going to be doing, but I have knowledge of, and I think as an industry, we should be pretty excited about it. I think that's amazing. And then the folks at C-Reps are incredible, and the Physical Activity Alliance, everyone there. There's just a lot of people working hard to try to create a minimum entry standard. A lot of folks are trying to more professionalize, become more of an allied health professional to take our business more legitimately for that. So the folks at XE are doing awesome work as well. So we have a lot of people making some inroads into trying to make this business have more respect and legitimacy, especially to the healthcare providers. That's a whole other thing. The healthcare industry is pretty crazy. And I'm sure you all know that. But the state of the industry, I think, is actually in a good place because I know for a fact there's a lot of movement to try to really push things in a positive direction to be more formalized. And we have great people leading the charges in all these different areas. And I think one of the things I was telling my buddy Chaz when I was walking the floor, longtime fitness professional like myself, is that we got to have a minimum standard of entry that is agreeable to everyone in the industry, but that also doesn't financially hurt all the different players of the certifications, because it's not realistic to think that the certification agencies are going to unite and come together like Voltron to form one mega robot and then do the right thing for all people in our industry. I just don't think that's possible. When you hurt people's wallet, they tend to really, it makes an impact in the sense that they're just not going to do it. And unfortunately, it's the world we're living in. So I'm a big proponent of community college being a minimum entry standard. In fact, I've submitted some presentations to different conferences about this with a colleague of mine, Aaron Nitschke, to talk about the option of community college being the minimum entry standard in order to sit for examination. And I think, you know, just on a real short thing, I think community colleges are where it's at. I think the cost for universities is absolutely ridiculous. And there is no point in my, unless there's very few jobs that you need to have a high level of education. You're talking to someone who has a high level of education and definitely does not need it for what they do. But I am a big proponent of education. I think we have different information. The cost of college is a crazy high, keeps getting higher. The value has not gotten higher. That makes no sense to me. when a product becomes super expensive and the value does not, is not commensurate with that, I think we have a real problem. In colleges, we have a serious problem for that. And it makes no sense for someone who wants to be a group X instructor, personal trainer, things of that nature, fitness professional, to go and accumulate tremendous amounts of student debt that in our profession, you would have a very difficult time paying off with the pay over time. And then there's the aspect of in four-year universe, traditional four-year universities, the curriculum is not up to date in the majority of traditional universities to meet what the trainer or professional needs to be successful in the business. It just doesn't. The money does not add up. The curriculum does not add up. By the way, there's some great people doing some work and changing and revamping curriculum to meet the needs of current and future fitness professionals. But in the current state of the society, of our industry, we're failing our students. We're failing them with our pricing, with the curriculum, and in general, our industry, we're failing them with providing a more legitimate pathway that is more respected. So I really think community colleges can be a nice compromise, as it is. If you have residency in your state, you can go to one in your town. And in some states, it's free. Most states, it's extremely cheap with residency. And I've heard more and more people I talked to over this past week who said community college is where it's at. And I think it's a burgeoning scene and one where I think we as fitness professionals can get in there and teach. And future professionals can get in there and spend very little money and not as much time, but a nice amount of time, and get formalized education, and then sit for examination, the exam that they would want to. And therefore, the certifications are still maintaining their status, what they're wanting to do, but there's a minimum entry standard. And I think that's what's hurting our industry, is no minimum entry standard. I mean, most professions have a minimum entry standard. Why don't we have that? So I'm a big proponent of that, but I think we have to stop steering people so hard into traditional four-year universities. Listen, I went to one, and my master's and doctorate, I had a great time in general, but looking at the landscape now, I would never send my child to be an exercise professional to go to a four-year university or have their master's degree and things of that nature to do what I do or to do what you guys do. I think they, you know, the cost is outrageous and student debt is unbelievable. And I don't want personally my daughter starting her life out with a tremendous amount of debt and be saddled with that. And I don't want any of my colleagues saddled with that as well. It'd be one thing if the requirements made you have that, but you certainly don't need it. So I think the state of our industry is we are in many ways in a great situation, but we're also failing our stakeholders as well. So I think we're moving in the right direction, but we've got to come to a consensus. And I think the community college option is an interesting possibility. So I'm going to be pushing that option as well. I'd love to hear from you guys how you think the kind of the state of the union of our industry is and where you think things are going. All right, last part and last segment here is, again, just an update. I'd like to update where the podcast is going. I want to be very transparent. I think it's one of the things I admire the most about podcast hosts and businesses that I follow in terms of like just paying attention to them. Is they're just very transparent about, listen, this is what I'm doing. And I'm trying to do this with my business or make this money and that. Listen, this podcast is something that I've built over 5-6 years here. We're up to 630-something episodes. We have more amazing guests coming on, a lot more solo cast, things of that nature. And we are so close to our 10,000 download mark. Like I said, I took some time off from it from last week from being at the Idea World, but we're back at it full swing. And let's get over that. Let's move into 12,000. I mean, we're literally like 15 downloads extra a month to get to 10,000. Tell your family, tell your friends, all of our colleagues to listen to Dr. D's social network and get some interesting insight into everything, but also into fitness, health, and wellness as well. Let's keep pushing this thing upwards, because as if the podcast gets bigger, it helps to illuminate and create more light for all of our professionals, our colleagues in the business, and to have a really stable voice in what's happening. And also, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I would love to make more money off the podcast. I'm not going to apologize for that. All of you guys are out there, in whatever you're doing, you're trying to make money. It's so funny. We are so sometimes scared to say we want to make money. Listen, it's not, money is not everything, for sure not. If you're looking for money to give you happiness, you're in the wrong business. Money never buys happiness. I've been around the wealthiest of people you can be around. I've been around people who haven't had a lot of money. And at one point in my life, I had nothing. And it does provide a freedom of opportunity and things of that nature, but it doesn't make you happy. Money does not make you happy, but it definitely gives you options, choices. And I want more options and choices for this podcast. You know, I have a great career already, but, you know, podcasting I want to add is another part of my career. And so we're trying to increase our monetization. We need more downloads, more people listening. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on all major platforms and on YouTube as well. We've seen a nice increase in subscribers. We're getting very close to being able to enter to the YouTube Partner Program. You know, my whole career has been a slow burn. I imagine this will be the same way. It's never been an overnight thing for me, but we're getting close. Please support it, especially with our YouTube. You know, it's not like a social media thing, really, if you think about it in the interaction. You just subscribe, you'll get notifications that there's a new episode. That's it. There's no other interaction beyond that. So it takes nothing to subscribe to the channel. Just subscribe. And you can be assured you're going to get a lot of content from me. I've been very consistent throughout the years, but we're doing really well. I think we're really nailing in what's happening with the podcast. And if you have a desire to be on the show and you think you can bring a really lot of energy, excitement, and, you know, my thing's a conversational podcast. I am not going to be here asking specific questions on a piece of paper and where it's just two people chatting. So if you want to be considered to be on the podcast, email me at darianparker@gmail.com, Darian Parker, Parker, @gmail.com. Email is honestly the best way to get in touch with me. I will get back to you and we'll chat to see if it's a good fit for that. But I expect for my guests, especially moving forward, that we will mutually support each other. I will get it out to my very large audience on LinkedIn, tag a bunch of people. And my expectation is that you will make sure you get it out on your end as well, because you'd be surprised. Sometimes people come on and they don't promote their own episode. And they just forget about it, things of that nature. I would like to remove that element of podcasting for me in the future. I want to make sure that it's mutually beneficial for both of us. Additionally, I know this kind of maybe it's a petty thing, but like, please have a microphone. If you're going to apply and you want to be on the show, I give people a lot of instructions to make sure it's good. Have a microphone. You want to sound your best. It drives me crazy half the time when people come on and they use their laptop microphone or they use their AirPods and all that stuff. It just doesn't sound that good. And we want this to be as professional as possible, but as conversational as possible. And it's the audio that's going to come through the most. And so if I sound great and you don't sound great, it lowers the quality of the episode. So make sure you have a really good external microphone. I have a great one here. The Samson 2QU is awesome. You listen to my podcast. It sounds amazing every single time out. This thing is literally like $50-$60. Most people can afford that, but it makes you sound really amazing. So please contact me if you'd like to be on the show. And I'm so grateful for all the support. Let's push ourselves past the 10,000 downloads a month, up to 12,000. Let's keep it moving. Subscribe to YouTube. And listen, so grateful for all of your support, your guidance, your love, your commitment to the show, to me as a human. And I want to keep pushing everyone to do their best and to be your most authentic self. Listen, if you don't want to be on social media, I'm telling you right now, don't be on social media. You can meet people without it. There's other options, other great sites that are not as difficult maybe for you mentally and your mental health. It's going to be difficult to be different. It may be hard. You may be missing out on some things, but honestly, I haven't missed out on anything. I just feel like I'm just more laser focused on the things that I'm doing. Do you. And if that involves doing those things, then do it. But if it doesn't, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Don't feel like you have to be a part of the herd for that. Carve your own path. Do your own thing. Be confident about it. Thank you, everyone, for your time. And I'll talk to you next time.